We come every Thursday. We meet with the residents here in this very room. And we do blood sugar testing, blood pressure testing, teaching, talking to them about any of their health issues or anything that they want to bring up.
You might have heard about the study that was released last week that showed Baltimore City is probably of the 24 jurisdictions in Maryland, has some of the highest rates of mortality, of diabetes, of highest smoking rates, is probably it's the unhealthiest jurisdiction in the state. I have to ask, how important are events like this towards dealing with that problem?
We're trying to spread the word, get the information out there that people need. And as far as the students are concerned, they're not necessarily going into public health, but I'm trying to promote public health while they're with me for a semester so that they can go out wherever they work and know what is available in public health and what the needs are.
Are you trying to encourage nursing students to go into public health?
If they want to, yes, definitely.
But it takes a special kind of person to do that, right?
Well, I think it takes a special kind of person to want to be a nurse, and they choose what specialty they like best. So I don't think it takes a more special person.
I gotcha. Now, the type of services that are provided at these health fairs and the outreach, how important are they to the residents? How important are they to training the students?
As far as the residents, we're going to take a survey as they leave and find out if this was helpful to them. And we will be here for a couple more weeks, and we'll be talking with them, and we'll find out, what did you learn from the health fair? Was it helpful?
Yeah. How often do the students come over here? I know they come over here on days when there isn't a health fair. How often are the students
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
For a whole semester.